This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thing.
I hope you're all right, Hagee. I'm really concerned.
We're all actually his anniversary was last night. Him and his wife have been married. No, they've been married for a while. I appreciate you looking out for him.
Yeah.
But he's been married to her for quite some time now. They know how many years it is. Not, I don't have to keep count. But here they are celebrating together in what I can only assume is a romp through the forest. With each other, holding hands. You can see Kevin skipping around in the meadows.
Yeah. I'd pay to see that.
Pulling out a lightsaber here and there.
Yeah, he would. You know, just out of nowhere, she pops up with a Darth Vader mask on. And he's like, it's time. So that's what we're assuming is happening today with Kevin. So you do have Wolchek. Alec is with us as well. And Carter Freeman will join the show at 11 o'clock today to talk some college football. And Dave Raymond's supposed to join us at 12:20. For some Rangers conversation and how do we get that team back on track. Last night, though, we'll get to Rangers in just a minute. Last night, I do want to say this. I am prepared today for a take a load off Friday.
Oh, I've taken that load off.
Boss might come in here and be like, Corey, we can't do that today, but I'm prepared for this if the Tolos want it. So, Tolos, you speak out. Then I'll have hard copies to deliver to the boss and be like, what am I supposed to do? Not listen to our audience?
I think Bossman might be preoccupied. He was already complaining about some type of nipple comment.
Okay. All right. So with Bobby, probably. Yeah. I presume it's Bobby that was in that situation. So I just want to let y'all know we are prepared for Take a Load Off Friday, but also prepared for Serious Sports Talk Friday if that's what you're wanting. So you just let us know, and we'll ride with you. And also, it is a shout-out Friday. So if you would like to shout anything out, you know, Kevin and his addiction or... or Alec and his Alec has a new addiction too. It's collecting cards.
Yeah, I do.
It is. He said he got out of the game for a while, but he got back into it. Yeah. Anything recent that you've gotten, Alec, that you're really proud of?
I've gotten a few. I got some grading submissions back. Got a cool CM Punk out of 25. That was a perfect Gem Mint 10. Was proud of that. But I did. I brought it to the studio and showed you. I got a Leaf Metal Stone Cold Steve Austin one of one gold shimmer. And it's a PSA 9. Very proud of that. Don't rob me, please. I really like my cards. But I will be at the Dallas Card Show the weekend of the 4th.
There you go.
So if you want to come see the PC, then I'll be out there probably all 3 days because I'm a degenerate. So
from the 254, hope the baby girl's doing better. Zach Walton Waco.
Yeah, we had a bit of a diarrhea.
Yeah.
Deal yesterday. I think so far so good. We gave her some Motrin. She slept through the night, so I have not heard anything today yet. I think she's doing all right and just teething real bad. You know how that goes.
The teething part. I'm actually at a point right now where my dog is teething.
The dog.
He's like 5-6 months old.
And those things get so sharp. Those puppy teeth are sharp.
And so every time I see him, like, he'll walk up to the couch, he'll look at the couch. I'm like, no.
Let me gnaw on
that
corner.
Here's a bone. You chew on that sucker. Here, I got it right out of the freezer for you so you can really, like, cool off your teeth a little bit. I'm sorry about that. That's tough. That's a tough time, but you know it's going to be over at some point.
Yeah.
That's the important thing is you know it's going to happen. The Pacers last night, against what I said, I texted you guys and said, you know, we'll talk about the last basketball game of the season.
Yes, sir.
I do think I picked Pacers in 7.
You did?
I do think, because Kevin was so adamant about Oklahoma City that I was like, dude, fine, I'll do it. But then as the last couple games had happened, I was like, man, Oklahoma City's turned into a different team. So I didn't stick with it. You said I'm not abandoning my Pacers.
No, and you know what? I don't think you abandoned them either. Deep down, you put in the call.
In my heart.
Look at us. Yes, sirs. Pacers in 7, baby. Hey, I stood with them yesterday on the Two Gingers and a Jew show that we had at Globe Life Field.
Was that the name?
That's what kind of, you know, we referenced it once. I've been, just treading lightly on it overall. But hey, I was like, Indiana at home, they're going to win. They're going to force game 7. They're going to feed off that home energy. And now the script is written. Game 7. OKC is going to find a way. This one's going to be close in the final 5 minutes. And then the Pacers are just going to live in the clutch time that brought them here. And they will make the plays. They will force the turnovers. And they will find a way to get this thing done in what will be one of the biggest upsets in NBA Finals history.
Dude, that is a real possibility because nobody was giving the Pacers a chance. The Pacers were the only ones that believed. And Rick Carlisle loves that. Like, he loves having that mentality of everybody out there thinks that you guys stink.
What are you going to do about
it? What are you going to do about it tonight? And are you going to play through the pain? Are you going to do these things? That's where my rooting interest has been. I know that Rick Carlisle can be rough around the edges. I've experienced it. You've experienced it. We've all had that moment of, oh, that's Rick Carlisle right there. But I always admired his coaching. I always thought he was a really talented coach, mm-hmm. and I think he has the perspective a perspective that I'm similar to mine. As he and I got a chance to talk a couple times and I got to dig in a little deeper off air, off record with him, and I really admire what he does as a coach. So that's where I've been rooting. I also didn't understand the Tyrese Halliburton hate. I was like, this
me either
because he's happy is what, and he has an ugly game. He's not a superstar. And people want to see superstars. And that team doesn't have one.
Right.
They have a J.J. Barea and T.J. McConnell. They have all these pieces that are very similar to the Island of Misfit Toys that Rick Carlisle always has.
Yes. And there's so many parallels between this team and the way that 2011 Mavs team played. Of course, lacking the Dirk. Right. Yeah. They just didn't have their Dirk that was the best player in the world. I do think Pascal Siakam
fits the role a little bit.
A little bit. And he's super underrated. Like Pascal Siakam's name is never mentioned when we're talking about like the top 10 to 20 players in the NBA. But that dude is on the verge of a second championship. He is in his prime. He had another double-double. Louisville zone.
Yep.
Pascal Siakam. I mean, he was a name until Indiana made the trade. We were, man, if the Mavs made a trade for Pascal Siakam, he'd be a perfect fit. Two-way player. We'd have loved that. So I just love the way this Indiana team plays, man. And there's something about Chet Holmgren, not a championship player.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Is going to look bad when they or if they win Game 7, and then it's like, look, dude, he just won a championship, you idiot.
He's still so young. You know, like he's still so young.
Just
even in his experience, I get it. I understand what you're saying.
He's just an unlikable player.
His body's so rail thin.
Something weird about him. I just.
Siakam's one of those guys that during COVID, around the time that Toronto won that championship, I was begging Reggie. I was like, give me a reason not to trade for him. Like, just, and Reggie was like, I can't. Like, you want that player on your team. And this is a perfect example. He fits this style that Rick Carlisle wants to play too. This is the first Game 7 in the NBA Finals since 2016 that's going to be coming up. So that was a long time ago. Here's some good news for the Thunder. Home teams are 15-4 in Game 7s. So Oklahoma City is going to be at home for that game. The bad news, Cleveland was the last one, and they won at Golden State in the most recent of those. And one of the other ones, Seattle. The franchise that eventually moved to Oklahoma City lost in 1978. Has nothing to do with this team.
Wow.
I want to get your thoughts on this. I've brought this up a couple different times to Kevin. It feels like, and this, I know I'm swerving.
Let's do it. Let's swerve.
It feels like Dak Prescott.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're really swerving.
And the Cowboys, some people in the organization, feel like this is a new year every year. Why do you guys bring up this other stuff that's happened in the past when this is a completely new year? And they have the privilege of thinking that way. And the players on the court that didn't play in 1978 for Seattle mm-hmm. have the privilege of not thinking about what happened to that team. But us as fans experience the 30 years of it. And so we put it all together. And whenever you've been in the role for 10, you do take part of the blame for what's happened. And so I do think that sometimes they're confused as to why don't you just give us a chance this year? So, well, because we gave you a chance for the last 3 years and we've been hurt by it. And so as fans, we just need you to stand up for us just a little bit. And maybe that'll happen with Oklahoma City whenever they have the home game. Now, the team that did not stand up this weekend or this week is the Texas Rangers. Where are we with this team, guys, as they were swept? Kansas City found the long ball and did such a good job against the Rangers. Where, what are we going to do? How are we fixing this team right now?
Dude, I mean, as soon as this happened and you've got just Homer, Caglione or whatever the heck his last name is, Caglione. I can't say his last name. I mentioned that yesterday with the fellow. I don't know what's going on.
That's great.
It's just, and I heard Nadell say it. I'm like, man, it's so easy.
For him,
now I can't do
he's
it.
A pro with that.
I can't say it.
One of the N's is silent. It's just Caglione.
Caglione.
Everyone calls him Cags, though, so just call him Cags. All right,
Cags.
Everyone knows who he
Cags
is.
Cags Bomsky.
The Kanger.
And it's like, dude.
Isn't that a kind of sore?
That's canker. Sore, but okay. I appreciate that, Alec.
Would you say Kanger?
Kanger. Yeah. I don't even know if that, like, I actually feel like I probably shouldn't have said that word.
Yeah,
I have no clue what it could mean in slang.
Sounds like a British swear word.
Does
that bosh? But yes, it's just a roller coaster of emotions being a Major League Baseball fan, because the whole thing, it's like, it's unlike any sport where you're still looking at it and there's still so much baseball to be played.
Yes.
Oh, you're still in this. You're only what, 2 games out of the wild card. Oh, here you still have a shot to win the division. But in reality, I do think in my heart of heart, it's like, I thought this team would finally turn the corner after what happened with Minnesota, and then you get the sweep of the White Sox. I know the White Sox stink, but they beat two of three from you earlier in the season. And then you have this sweep against the Royals. And maybe the Royals were a little bit due. They had lost
6 straight.
Right. So, but it's just the fashion in which it happens. Again, your inability to score runs. And they had production the night before, 5-for-13 with runners in scoring position. But then you're leaving so many runners stranded. And then it looked like this game was going to just completely fall on its head. Here comes Jacob Latz, and he saves your ass. Like, yeah. The pitching again was there, and it was good enough. But at some point, and Chris Young has said this, the pitching is going to have a period where they struggle. And then can your offense step up to the plate? Well, so far, that's been absolutely non-existent. So is this team just what they are, and that is a 500 baseball team? If which it is, there's no point of being massive buyers, and maybe CY kind of hinted at that with us on Monday, where he said he doesn't necessarily see on the market right now a bat that would be a better option than the players they currently have on the roster.
Yep.
And them actually performing up to the level that they expected before the season.
And that's where it is. Is that promising that Chris Young feels this way, or is it a progress stopper? Because Jock Peterson is the name that he's specifically bringing up in that conversation, Zach. He's like, I know what he can be.
Yes.
He was finally starting to hit better right before he got hurt, but I know that if he can hit there, then I'm good, because we spent a lot of money on him in the offseason, and we don't have any other money to spend. I can't trade him, and that money is going to be on our books. So I need him to perform to that level. That's where Chris Young is right now. You guys talk to him every week. Y'all get this opportunity to really dive in. One of the things that I think frustrates Cowboys fans when we have Jerry or Steven on is they're like, he doesn't sound connected to it. He doesn't sound like he really knows what his team is. And I think the sign of a great general manager is they know when you are and when you aren't. Mm-hmm. And Chris Young is still deciding. Which I think is also good, because it gives him time. But he didn't wait too late to fire the hitting coach. He didn't wait too late to get Aroldis Chapman. He's always made these moves like, I'm tired of it. I'm making a move now. I got to have it before anybody else screws up and gets in the way of this. But I don't know right now if he knows if this team is actually a contender, or if it's just, this is just what it is. And I think that's the most important thing about a GM is either you know, or you know how to spark it. And that's what I'm waiting for, is him to find that one move, the Cliff Lee move. Mm-hmm. You remember when that happened, it was kind of like, okay, this is a nice move. That was John Daniels going, we're this away. When I put this into the clubhouse, they're all going to believe they can win.
Yep.
We thought Cole Hamels was, when he was traded here, was a move for the next year. Everybody was like, move for next year. Great job, though. Add a pitcher like that. You have him for a few years. This is great. And then what happened? That clubhouse was like, they woke up. They said, we actually have an ace that gives us a chance to actually do it. And so if you know what it is that's going to spark that team, but right now with such even keel guys, you only have Adolis and Josh Young that have that energy, you know, that everybody else is so even keel. I don't know if it's easy for them to read them. And so that's where I'm even struggling because I'm not sure what this team is.
It's Jekyll and Hyde. And I also wonder if you look around Major League Baseball, like what's the value of your own players right now? You know?
Yes.
I mean, with Marcus Semien's contract, I saw like perfect fit for him, Bleacher Report, the Mets. Mets are a team that can eat a lot of money. Like, but I don't think the Rangers would move a Marcus Semien.
No, because he's more valuable to the Rangers than he is to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to get for him what you want if you're trying to rebuild this team. And if you're doing it, if you're making any moves, shipping out a Semien and a Seager or any of those types of guys, which I believe Seager has his no trade clause.
Yeah, there's no way that they would trade him.
But if you're going to be in a moment like that, then you're rebuilding. I don't think you're just saying, well, I'm making a trade for a player that I think is going to be better. And teams know. Their scouting department knows. Rodas talks about that. We know what all these players are. And we know what the value of that guy is right there because we know if he can or can't play. We see it. So that is the awkward place that he's in right now. And I don't envy it. I hate it for Bochy too, because what else can he do? And now people are trying to call for his job and people are trying to say, well, he's going to retire at the end of this year. What does it matter? Dude, if that's the case, I hope all those players on that team stand up even bigger. Hey, this is our manager. We love this guy. And we're going to go out there and fight our asses off for him if this is going to be the last run that he ever has. Right now, they just kind of look like they are all deer in headlights as well. So it's concerning, but I hope it can turn around. Coming up here next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The KNC Masterpiece, Win Culture Isn't Cliche. And what do you do with the cup? Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is a shout-out Friday. And if you would like to get your shout-outs in, you can text them in 877-881-1053. From the 903, shout-out to Grandpa Augustine. He passed away this Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Y'all have helped me get through the grief this week, so shout-out to y'all as well. See, that's your responsibility, Zach. I don't know if you share that same responsibility on G-Bag, but we help people through their day. We take great pride in that. You guys help people get to the bar. You know, that's kind of the way I look at y'all's
shit. Sure.
Late in the day.
You help people get to the bar.
And they're like, what are we going to do next? And we're like, listening to G-Bag, and it's it's crack a coldy Thursday.
Yeah, what
and
you so, drinking, what you thinking
exactly.
Fridays.
So get after it right now. But that's the way I'd look at it. If I was doing afternoons, I'd be like, I'm helping you right now get to the location where you can crack your first one and enjoy your day. So shout out to Grandpa Augustine. And then there was another one that just popped in. Hey, Corey and Zach, shout out to my son, Dr. Christopher Ratcliffe, for being a keynote speaker at Principals Conference in Dallas, and my grandson Knox getting a chance to see his hero, Bobby Witt Jr., hit a bomb. Tim in Carthage.
Love you, Tim. You're the man. Also, big shout out to my G-Bag homies. If you want and you want to get closer to the bar, you can absolutely go see the G-Bag Nation today. They're out at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35. Just past George Bush and the toll road. So come on out. They're actually going to have free pizza out there. I think Mr. Jim's last time we were out there. And it's just an awesome place. So go on out 2 to 5 leading into Rangers pregame. You can hang out with my broskies, Brian Broaddus, Gavin Dawson, Eric Chiafalo. Ruben Portillo is going to be out there if you want to talk Oklahoma City Thunder basketball with him. And maybe just give him a hug. He probably needs it.
Hugs are important in this day and age for sure.
Maybe a kiss on the cheek.
Mr. Jim's is fantastic, by the way.
It's good.
That's good pizza. I really enjoy it. Now, a lot of talk has been made about the Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer, and what he is trying to do with the culture of this team. Now, Zach, as you've been around for some of these practices and so forth, does it look like the culture is different? Like, does it look like there's something different, or does it just like look like there's just a new energy?
Yeah, the energy. I think it's going to be tough to really overhaul the culture when, to me, the foundation and the culture really kind of starts at the top. So is it possible? Like, this is going to be a fantastic case study of if Brian Schottenheimer can actually go ahead and instill a difference here. I've always said I think it's going to take the right type of head coach, but also quarterback. And Dak is the right kind of quarterback in terms of what you want, leadership, mentality. Unfortunately, as we discussed yesterday, I've now lost hope in a postseason game. Game's on the line. Offense is coming onto the field. I think we're just going to be looking at a complete train wreck because that's what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going by history. I hope I'm proven wrong. But yeah, I think right now the energy is the buzzword. Everything, tempo, the way that they're doing things with the music, the way the coaches are now going up and saying hello and communicating. I think that there's certain aspects of this that are going to be better. I think the Cowboys are going to be better than a lot of people think. I'm picking them to win the division this year. I think they're going to be a 10-win team. I think that the NFC is just going to cannibalize each other a little bit. And it's a tough schedule for the entire division.
Yes, it is.
So I think 10 wins could possibly get the division one this year. Maybe it'll take 11. But I've got to see this in games. Like with Brian Schottenheimer, everything is great right now. It's very kumbaya. But can this translate to game day? And
yes.
How is Brian Schottenheimer as a coach on game day? But right now, yeah, I do think the building of relationships and the teaching aspect of it, which we've heard some coaches don't like to do.
Right. You're a pro. You should be able to do this stuff already. You don't need it. Ron Washington loves working drills with you because he knows that's the stuff that you're going to encounter. Tiger Woods would always work on the hardest hits, the things that he never would find because I might find that at one day, and how do I handle it whenever I do? I like what you said about the quarterback and the offense. I don't want to just put this solely on Dak, but when I think a part of culture is belief, and it goes to Ted Lasso, obviously, but whenever you really believe, dude, our quarterback is going to pull this off. All I got to do is get the ball back for him this one time, and he's going to do it. And then it doesn't happen over and over, and then you start to go, I don't think it's going to happen. And that's where I think some people might be. And you're right. Replacing culture is not just replacing coach.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is players. Because if you have bad seeds in there, bad apples, it becomes a problem. The Florida Panthers, obviously, winning the cup, you can pretty much say anything and you look good. But winning two in a row, pretty significant deal. Sam Bennett said that their culture, he said, it starts with our culture here. There's a way we do things here, and it's not easy. We don't play an easy style of hockey, and it demands a lot out of you. And what was our biggest complaint about the Stars throughout this postseason? They weren't physical enough. The Florida Panthers culture is we will forecheck, we will backcheck, we will take care of every little, you know, trash that's out in front of our goalie. We're going to do all these things, and it's not the easy stuff. It's not the one-timer next to the net that puts it away that we all get to celebrate. It's the dirty work, and that's what Florida does so well. And Paul Maurice, he talked about being in Winnipeg for a while and how he just got burnt out, and he said, but right now, if you look at this team, look at what the way they interact with each other, and look at the way that they interacted whenever the cup got passed around. And he said, Thomas Nosek, Vanacek, Greer, Jesper, Boqvist, were all new cup celebration experience for them. They were all pushed in front of the line.
Yeah.
The teammates, all the teams said, hey, we've touched this one before. Y'all go do this. He said, those are the small insights for people in this group. It doesn't go captain to captain to captain to Reinhardt. He goes, all the guys who had never been there before got their chance first. They were motivated by it. And that's the, they have a culture. You watch them, you saw their culture bleeding through.
You did.
The way that they played, the way they celebrated, and the way they got prepared. If you paid attention to any of the Stanley Cup final, it just bled through the screen whenever you watched the Florida Panthers play. And that's the difference between, you can go find every college coach that was hired this year. I'm sure you can find a 40 minutes of all of them talking about culture. And first thing I got to do is change the culture. Culture, yeah, first thing, we got to change the culture. New culture in here. That's all you're going to hear. What I've always felt is the Steelers and the Ravens have the best culture. You walk into the Ravens facility, you know what work is expected of you. And you know that if you don't live up to it, every dude in that room is going to hold you accountable. Now, they haven't won the championship, but they're always in the mix.
They're always competitive.
Because of the work that they put in on a daily basis. And that's the difference between saying you're going to do something about the culture and actually having something built. And I guess, is that the competitiveness that you're hearing out of Schottenheimer, that he wants in that building, is that the biggest, most significant thing?
Yeah, it is. It is. A lot of it is probably the competition. And really, for the first time, I don't know, in a long time, I think everybody, like, it's not just the players. People, everybody that works in that building there at the Star seems happy right now. So I think that is a product of Brian Schottenheimer and how he does implement. I mean, he is a people person.
Yeah, he is.
And that was one thing, like, even though I thought it was an uninspiring hire and I was upset about it, I still knew, like, Brian Schottenheimer's an awesome person. And when he talks about, you know, building relationships and he wants to create the best culture in professional sports, I do think he's got a plan and he believes that. I just wonder, can that carry over when it matters most in games? Do you see that trickle effect? Because you're right, like Paul Maurice, there's now a mic'd up that came out, and he's the fourth line. He wants the fourth line to be out there. They're the last line on the ice. He tells them, hey, we were down 2-0 game 3 against Toronto. You guys are the ones that got us here. Pulls off Barkov, puts the fourth line out there. They're out there when they win the cup, and they're celebrating with each other. It's like little things like that.
Heck yeah.
They're rewarding the dirty work that gets you ultimately to where you want to be. And that is one thing. If you go through any champion in sports, and we saw with the 2023 Rangers, they're tight. They love each other. They like spending time with each other. You spend more time with your teammates and your coaches than you do with your own family.
Absolutely,
over the course of a season. So that is something where, do you have each other's backs? Are you playing for one another?
That 11 team for the Mavericks.
Yes, absolutely. The bonds.
Jason Terry and Dirk Nowitzki had a bond. They spent a whole summer drinking together because they were so depressed about losing in 06. And so then they came back and were like, hey, guess what? We're gonna do this thing. We're not letting it happen again. And it's against the Heat. While they denied it, they all knew. And every one of those guys on that team had experienced some sort of, Jason Kidd, Sean Marion, Tyson Chandler. They'd had the experiences of letdown that they didn't want to let down. And they didn't want to let down their leader. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to let him down at all because they knew that he would carry them through it. I think that's another really good example 100%. Of how different. People can say it's corny. People can say it's cheesy. But whenever you're winning like that, you know what the room has. You know what those guys all are comprised of and why they are what they are. It's so much more fun that way, too,
Amen.
Because you feel like you're doing something with your brothers. And it's a really good feeling. And I love this. Wins make culture, not headlines. Headlines don't make culture. Talking about it, being like, oh, man, we're going to do this. Again, difference between cliche and actually having it happen out there for you. I've always wondered this, because when the Stars won the Cup in 99, the stories about, you know, dents and the cup went missing. There's one story of a few of the guys that we know and talk to with those Stars teams. They partied hard. All right. Listen, man, if you were around the DFW area in 1999 and I was in high school. I just graduated high school. I still knew the stories. I still heard what was going on with the Pantera clubs and every
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Body that was getting into things. So they're partying hard one night, and they wake up the next morning, and the Stanley Cup is missing. The guy in charge of keeping an eye on the Stanley Cup was passed out on the couch or something, and they woke up and the Stanley Cup is gone. Just where is it? They spent the whole day walking around the house looking for this thing, calling people, asking them where it was. And then they all sat down in the kitchen and looked outside, and the Stanley Cup's at the bottom of the pool. Just chilling.
You'd think that would flow.
Having a good day. It was at the bottom of the pool.
Damn.
And so maybe that's, you know, one of those things where it fills up with water and then sinks down. Yeah. But it so the stories of how people use the one of my favorite things when I watched Ovechkin after he won it, he's standing in Nat center field just holding it above his head. Nobody was paying attention to him. He's just holding it above his head because he was so happy, swimming through fountains with it and everything. Yeah. I love the fact that that trophy, and when Bettman said it after it was given out, he was like, this is the most iconic trophy in
the world. It is. 100% it is.
And so when I think of it, it's like that because these dudes party with it after. I don't know if anybody out there watches Shorzy, all right? But the last season of Shorzy, they had won the cup, and so the whole summer, was it. You win the cup, you win the championship, you party for the offseason. That's just how you do. And so I love hearing these stories. Alexander Barkov, he showed up at his neighbor's house with the Stanley Cup, ringing their Ring doorbell, and you can hear the guy's wife going, he's coming, he's coming. And Alexander's going, you asked for this. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. He shows up with the Stanley Cup and is like, hey, come out here and see this bad boy, baby. Come on, let's go check this thing out. I love it, dude. I think it's awesome. It's one of the coolest things. Where would you rock with if you had the Stanley Cup in your pocket?
Dude, that would be, man, you got to drink out of it first and foremost. Like I think that's like the legendary thing to do is to just drink out of the Stanley Cup. After that, it's like, man, I don't know. I think I would want to just be showing it around to all my friends and family.
Yeah.
You know,
I
take it back to Chick-fil-A there, Spring Creek and Coit. Maybe we just like fill it up with nuggets, see how many nugs we can fit in the Stanley Cup.
Oh my gosh. How much Chick-fil-A sauce do you think is going to fit in that sucker? You have the nuggets around it and just fill it up with sauce. Yeah. And then just everybody's dipping in the sauce.
I don't even know. Like, I'd have to put a plan in place for exactly what you'd want to do with that Stanley Cup. I mean, some of the stories, though, because Bleacher Report actually had, like, some of the wild things that people have done with the Cup.
Oh, it's awesome.
Some of them were like, they let their kids use it as a toilet.
Well, hey, sometimes,
you know. What the hell? Red Kelly's son peed in it after the Maple Leafs won in 64, and then Chris Draper admitted that his newborn daughter actually pooped in it.
And you gotta clean that thing, though, before you let somebody drink out of it. You can't just pass it over to the next person.
Baptizing children? Children have been baptized in the Stanley Cup? And was it really stupid to say, hey, would it float? I thought maybe cups float.
Is it made of aluminum?
I don't know what it's made of.
Go look. Alec,
I know cups can float.
What kind of metal is that? A metal?
Yeah. Right.
Metal doesn't float.
Yeah, it's metal.
I don't know.
You crawl underneath the table and hide.
Also, Mason Marchment was traded yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure y'all got the Duchesne stuff yesterday during the show.
Mm-hmm.
But Marchment, I feel like, came out right after y'all were done.
Yeah.
Traded for a third and a fifth. I was very down on Marchment this season. I was very down on him during the playoffs. I just did not get anything out of him offensively, defensively. He looked like a giraffe on skates most of the time. He was clumsy all over the place.
Very much so.
And I felt like, man, why do you keep pushing him out there? And then I say, hey, let's scratch him. And he has the only good game of the series when I said, let's scratch him. And then he goes back to being the pumpkin that he is. But I know there were times I really liked Mason Marchment. I expected another level from him. They didn't get there. And it sounds like, on the way they're doing things, they wanted to clear some money so they got some work to do. What, they have 9 forwards. They need 13.
Yep.
So they have some work to do in order to get some other guys signed. And Mason Marchment, thank you for your time. We're going to use these picks for something else down the road. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, the best trades and the next biggest star up in Baseball Nuggets on the Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Major, Zach Wolchuk, Alec Medford, and we got our friend Carter Freeman rocking in there as well. And coming up here at 11, we'll have Carter on the show. 12:20, Dave Raymond and Gavin Spittle will talk some Stars' new coaching options for Zach. I know you kind of getting excited during the break there as we were discussing that a little bit. And according to our chief meteorologist here at Odyssey, Dan Brunoff, the summer will officially begin at 9:42 tonight. 9:45?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. So in 9:42. 9:42 according to CA, according to Dan Brunoff. So that is that's the excitement. Here's my question though, and I think this is gonna be the rest of the day question.
Perfect.
Thanks to CA for this one. What's this summer? What are you gonna call this the summer of for you? What is your own personal summer for, since you know it starts tonight at 9:42? Now everything from here on is the summer of what? You can say the summer of Zach if you want to. That's fine. But if you have something else specific in mind, I don't know, summer of grapefruits, summer, I don't know, whatever it is that you like, the summer of peach cobbler, it could be food, it could be anything. What is your plan for this summer? Because I remember years back, it was like 2007. I was like, big things in 2000. That was my saying, was big things 2007. Not sure anything happened that year, but it was still fun to have that saying. So what's your summer saying for the summer of 2025? I'll let you think about it, Zach.
I'm going to ponder. Right now, the first thing that came into my mind was the summer of watermelon.
Oh, man, watermelons.
Because watermelon's been a big topic of conversation in my household. The baby loves it. Wife loves it. In fact, I got in there, found the bowl of watermelon, apparently ate too much of the watermelon. Wifey said, now you've got to go buy a new one. So that might be exactly where I'm headed after the show.
Okay.
Going to purchase a watermelon. And I don't even know how to find out which one's the best one. There's like all kinds of different techniques. People are like, I've seen people put it on their head. They're pushing it. They're shoving it.
I have a chart.
Rubbing it.
I have a chart for you that I'll send
okay,
to you.
But please do.
To get the sweetest one is what we're looking for.
Yes, the sweetness.
877-881-1053 so that he can have a little sweetness around. All right. But right now, it is time for Baseball Nuggets. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Opa, buckets!
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's an old school one right
it
there.
Is.
After 21 years... Cubs legend Sammy Sosa is returning to Wrigley Field today, according to Bob Nightingale. I know he had told them, look, I would love to come back. And they were like, we are very hesitant, and we're not sure we want to do this. And then he was like, I don't know if I want to come back. Yeah. And they were like, well, we would like to have you, but we're not sure. And so there's some back and forth there. And I think this is interesting. Jared Sandler, our friend, tweeted this out. On the anniversary of Sammy Sosa's 600th career home run, which he hit with the Rangers against the Cubs Sammy Sosa will return to the Cubs for the first time in 21 years.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool that he's getting to do that. Did you get to watch much Sammy Sosa growing up?
I did, man. I remember the live look-ins. Like, what was that? That summer of 97?
Yes.
Like the Sosa-McGuire back and forth.
It captivated us.
It was. It was incredible. I mean, I was a kid. I mean, that was probably like my sports recollection where like I was actually able to remember watching games. Like, I can go back and pull from probably that 97 on. But yeah, I mean, I was super invested in the Sosa-McGuire back and forth. And then the corked bat. And then, of course, his little stint with the Rangers here. But, yeah, I mean, 21 years is too long. Like, Sammy Sosa, I understand all the history there. But baseball, they kind of got to get over themselves sometimes, I think, man.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just Sammy Sosa. The entire sport was kind of juicing.
Yes. There were a lot of guys were involved in that that they kind of looked past. And quite on, like, I appreciate that somebody's doing the Juice Olympics or whatever they're doing. They're like, no, we want you to do steroids and see what we can actually accomplish with the human body whenever we're throwing all this into your system. But there was just a general understanding of you're not supposed to do this. And then the guys are like, but our owners are telling us that they want better results. And they're telling us, don't worry. They're not saying to do it, but they're not saying to not do it. That was kind of the idea around Texas. We're not saying don't do it,
yeah,
but we'd love to see better results and further home runs if y'all could make that happen somehow. But we're not saying don't do anything. Just whatever you can.
Think, like with the Hall of Fame, like, you know, Barry Bonds is one of the greatest players of all time.
Yes.
I get it. Did he cheat? Yes, he did. He was a 30 for 30 guy before cheating.
Yep.
Roger Clemens, that's a Hall of Famer, you know?
But that was the difference. That was the difference for Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens was, they were already Hall of Famers. They wanted to be the greatest ever. And once they decided they wanted to be the greatest ever, they said, the only way I'm going to be able to attain those stats, because the only undefeated person is Father Time. Father Time always wins. Your body deteriorates. Your hands slow down. Everything changes. And they said, the only way to keep Father Time from winning this one right now is to do something that's going to keep me up there just a little bit longer. And that was the only difference. Like, the Hall of Famers are Hall of Famers.
Yep.
They wanted to be greatest of all time, and that changed. That definitely changed that for them, for sure. From the 903, Summer of Rangers disappointment. I don't know if I can read this one from the 321. From the 972, the summer of Dan Fatrick tried to ruin my career and livelihood.
Oh.
I do believe this is about the THC being banned here in the in the Texas area, and all the Delta products and everything, and how they'll kill you. From what I saw videos.
Yeah, yeah.
I disagreed with Dan Patrick on a lot of it. I will say that I'm
shout
one
to
of those
LA
people,
Live, man.
Hoping that kind of turns things around. From the from Russell from Trenton, 1 week to a summer of sobriety.
Good.
All right.
You.
Hey, if that's what you're rocking this summer, congratulations. Get after it.
You and Haggy, man.
That is yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's other people. Look, man.
I'm with you.
Take off some of those brewskis. That'll help out during the summertime. Come on, I can't read that one, guys.
The big booty white women.
Yeah, what? You're not supposed to read big booty white women on there. Like, you're not. You're just not supposed to say that.
But just say pog.
Okay. From the 214, Summer of Sin. From the 210, Summer of Bluebell Ice Cream. The new offerings of Cinnamon Twist and Southern Blackberry Cobbler are amazing.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm trying to stay away.
But I don't think they've missed in a while.
Bluebell doesn't miss.
When they brought the oatmeal cream pies out, I was like, okay, gotta try it. I saw Chiafalo was the first one in line.
He was.
I was like, man, and they just it was been one hit after another, and the blackberry cobbler. So when we go on the vacation, every year for my birthday, I ask Adrienne, she goes, what kind of cake do you want? I said, I don't like cake. I want a peach cobbler. And she makes the best peach cobbler I've ever had.
Perfected it.
Perfect. It's not one of those got a real thin layer of pastry on the top of it. It's like nice, thick, homemade crust and the peach and the probably about 12 sticks of butter sugar. And you just know that's the worst for you, but the best taste.
The best for you.
Summer of restoration, summer of me, not you. All right. So I appreciate those. Let's keep that coming around throughout the entire show. We'll keep that locked in. Nolan Arenado is the seventh player in history with 350 home runs, 10 gold gloves as the Cards sweep yesterday. But yeah, man, Nolan Arenado is one of those guys that a lot of Rangers fans were on 6 years ago.
Yep.
And then the last few years, he started to fall off, and people this offseason were like, hey, you just traded Nathaniel Lowe. Nolan Arenado is a perfect candidate to replace him. Mm. And I kept looking at his numbers going, I'm not quite sure, man. They've kind of dipped and continued to do so. He has 8 home runs this year.
Bless you.
Bless me. Oh. And the one that he hit for his 350th went 358 feet. But wow. Congratulations to that's good company. That's good a good place to be, to have 350 home runs, also having 10 gold gloves, because you're also really good in the field. The only other people to do it, Johnny Bench, seemed like he had a pretty decent career over
his time. Pretty good.
Mike Schmidt, otherwise known as the vacuum cleaner, because he was the Hoover over there, mm-hmm. sucked up everything.
Yeah, he sure did.
Willie Mays, who I think we all know, Willie Mays is amazing.
He was good. Yes. I didn't get to see Willie, but I heard good things about him.
I read his biography every year. Every single year I would go get it out of the library and read it. And when Boach told me the story of being a child at spring training in Florida, where Willie Mays' team was playing, they didn't have fences. So the home run balls would just roll all the way underneath the orange trees, or the mangroves, if you will. And he said, I used to hide under the trees out there. And one day I went to reach a ball, and Willie Mays reached and grabbed it too and looked at me and said, you can have it, kid. And I was like, geez.
What a legendary cool story. Dude, Dave Raymond has some awesome Willie Mays stories, too.
Look, we can get after that here in just a little bit.
Oh, we'll get after it.
Ken Griffey Jr., Andrew Jones, and Al Kaline. Of those 6, 5 are in the Hall of Fame. Will Nolan Arenado be a Hall of Famer?
No.
I don't think so either. Most of his career with a Rockies team that didn't mm-hmm. quite achieve. And now with this Cardinals
Louis.
Team.
And his defense has definitely dipped. We saw that firsthand in the series here with St. Louis and Texas. I mean, there were plays that he's just physically not able to make anymore.
Yeah. And then I saw this list pop up. This is each team has a prospect that is pushing for promotion this year. And I don't know if this guy can get it. Mitch Bratt. Have you seen what Mitch Bratt's been doing in the minor leagues?
I have not.
Bratt has average stuff across the board, but continues to succeed. You look at his numbers, you're like, dude, what's he doing right now? He is a Canadian drafted in the 5th round of out of Georgia High School in 2021.
Okay.
He leads AA Texas League in strikeouts to walk ratio, 7.3. Walk rate of 3.9%. That's low. Ranking 2nd in ERA, 3rd in whip, and 4th in strikeouts in 57 2/3 innings. This kid is pitching like crazy. And there's nowhere for him to go.
And he's a lefty.
Yeah.
And he's just 21 years old.
Yeah, dude. And he is. And they already have a lefty named Cole Drake that I'm really high on. Wow. Cole Drake and now Mitch Bratt to go along with it. This is a team that we've said cannot develop pitching. And right now they're developing the hell out of some pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, can we go back to developing some bats, guys? Because that would be so nice bizarre. If we could do something like that. But Mitch Bratt trying to make a push to get a promotion at some point. Maybe he can get up to AAA, but right now he is dominating in AA. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time to talk some college football unbreakable records with our friend Carter Freeman next on The Fan. This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.